مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Please be said after me. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, no doubt there are many virtues and blessings in sending and reciting durood upon the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself says, adorn your gatherings by reciting durood upon me, for indeed he who recites durood upon me, that durood shall be noor for him on the day of judgment. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, no doubt there are many blessings in sending durood. Sending durood is simply saying sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many different forms, but let's try to regularly send durood upon the greatest of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I shall now say sallu ala al-habib. Sallu ala al-habib means read durood sharif. Send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Alhamdulillah, the program is about the biography of the beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Now, no doubt it is extremely important to learn and to study the biography of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And for this reason, for those people that do not like to read, or those people who do not read much, Alhamdulillah, we have this program for them, in which, inshallah, I shall be discussing from the beginning or even prior to the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the way up until the apparent demise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, previously, we spoke about the special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I shall continue speaking about the characteristics, these special, these khusais al-kubra about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before I explain why it's so important to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, we mentioned that one of the khusais, of the special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that he was granted this name Muhammad, which means the one who is the most praiseworthy, the one who is praised in every single moment, throughout every single day of every single year. We also said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the first one who was created, meaning the nur of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the first, and he is the last messenger. It is not possible to have any messenger after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Similarly, one of the special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the miracles, the mu'jizat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One mu'jiza, for example, splitting the moon into two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which we shall speak about during this biography, during this series of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the greatest, again from the khasais al-kubra of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is mentioned that the greatest miracle granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a miracle which is amongst us today. This miracle is the Holy Quran. Now, many of you will be thinking, how is the Quran a mu'jiza? How is the Quran a miracle? The ulama have given many different reasons. But one great thing about this miracle is the rest of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that we believe in those without having seen them, meaning they transpired during the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, and we ourselves living in this day and age have not witnessed these. We have not observed these. For example, again, the moon, we did not see the moon split into two, yet we believe that the moon was split into two by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We did not see water from the pouring from the hands or flowing from between the fingers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We did not see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam place his blessed saliva into the well and the water became so sweet and it rose, neither placing his blessed saliva in the eye of Hazrat Abu Qatada radhiallahu anhu and his eye was cured, neither that of Hazrat Ali al-Murtada radhiallahu anhu. So these were many miracles which transpired during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we did not observe or witness these. Yet there is a miracle, the greatest miracle which was granted to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the Quran. This is something we are able to witness today, also to read today. How is this a miracle? I won't give too many reasons. But one of the many reasons is that up until this day and age, the Quran has remained unchanged. Meaning that just the way the Quran was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, similarly, it is amongst us in that same language, in the Arabic language. It has been translated, but in that it still exists in the Arabic language and it has remained unchanged. The meaning is still there. Another reason why this is a miracle is because the Quran itself has never been, up until now, proved to be wrong. No matter how much science progresses, we could still never disprove those things of the Holy Quran. And no doubt all of the knowledge is in the Quran itself. I'm going to stop there in terms of the miracles of the Holy Quran. Another great miracle the Prophet ﷺ was given, another of his khasais al-kubra, is that he was granted the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had, in the state of being awake, in consciousness, he had seen and witnessed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, the creator of all the worlds, himself. Yes, it was known as the night of Mi'raj. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had journeyed from Makkah al-Mukarrama to Jerusalem, to Masjid al-Aqsa. There the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had led all of the prophets in prayer. And this was physical and this was a miracle, another miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From Masjid al-Aqsa, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had traversed the skies. He had witnessed the seven heavens. From there, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went beyond. He saw the Sidrat al-Muntaha. He saw the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He witnessed Jannah and he witnessed Jahannam, meaning paradise and the fire of hell. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had also gone to La Makan. La Makan means no place, meaning it's not somewhere, because somewhere itself denotes upon a place. Meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went away from space and time and saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one thing we need to remember is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the creator of each and everything. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of time and he is the creator of place. So the creator cannot be restricted by his creation. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be restricted or limited by time and space. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is outside of time, space and matter itself. Now many other prophets also had their mi'raj, meaning when they had this special journey, but they did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam did wish and did ask to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he's known as Kaleem Allah. But he did not see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, لَن تَرَانِي. O Musa, you shall never be able to see me. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam did ascend upon the Mount Tur. And this is when he was granted the Torah. Similarly, there was other mi'raj such as that of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Everything in the creation became apparent to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he was able to witness and observe this. But none of these things, there was also the mi'raj of Hazrat Idris alayhi salam, which is again a long story. But the point is that many other prophets also had a mi'raj, but none of these was even a fraction of brilliance when it comes to the comparison of the mi'raj of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this was from amongst the khasais al-kubra, meaning the special characteristics, those things which were only granted to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and not to any prophet prior to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And neither can anybody after the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ever emulate or replicate these acts of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As we're talking about the special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I shall mention just a few more. One is that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when the trumpet is blown and everything shall cease to exist, then again the trumpet shall be blown by the angel Israfil alayhi salam. Upon the blowing this trumpet, everybody again shall be resurrected. But the first individual who shall be resurrected shall be the greatest of mankind, Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Another from amongst the khusais al-kubra, from amongst the special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he shall be the first individual to enter Jannah, to enter paradise itself. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, the gates of Jannah shall not be opened for anybody before the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, up until the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam shall knock on the doors of Jannah, and it shall be asked as to who it is. When they shall be told that it is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they shall open the doors for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall first enter Jannah, and behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall be the first ummah to enter Jannah. And no doubt the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall be granted the highest rank in Jannatul Firdaus. But Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, on that day when everybody shall be worried about their own sins, other than the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everybody performs sins, my dear Islamic brothers, and we should all seek repentance from our sins. But when it comes to the day of judgment, and everyone should be anxious, when a mother shall not help her son, a mother shall not help her daughter, the child shall not help their mother, a brother will not help his sister, nor vice versa. On this day, everybody shall first go to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And it's mentioned in the Ahadith, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam says that no, that today go to somebody else. Do not ask me, I cannot intercede on your behalf. Then they shall go to the next prophet, go to another prophet. They shall go to many prophets, but each and every prophet will send them away and say that I cannot intercede on your behalf. And then they shall go to Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam shall also say the same, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will say, go to Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam. And then it's stated that everybody, and this is each and every individual, he shall go to the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salam, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam shall reply, an Allaha, that yes, this is my job, I will intercede on your behalf. And he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall fall in prostration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall go into sajda, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, upon going into sajda, placing his head upon the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall call out to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall be told that ya Rasulullah, raise your head, ask for whatever you wish to ask, you shall be given it, intercede for whomsoever you wish to intercede, and your intercession shall be accepted. And this is the Maqam-i Mahmood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where only the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall be able to help the entire creation on the Day of Judgment. Only he will be granted this special maqam, this special rank. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madrin channel, this program is based on the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As of yet, I have just spoken about the khasais al-kubra, meaning the special characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But I would like to speak a little about the importance of the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why is it so important that we study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we educate ourselves about the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Firstly, the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That none of you can become a true, a complete believer until he loves me more than he loves his parents, more than he loves his children, more than he loves the entire creation. So in order to become a true believer, we must love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else, and also we must love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than ourselves too. But how can we attain this love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? By going about our daily lives, by continuing to go to our jobs, by reading only salah itself, can we truly attain love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When we do not know much about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can we attain love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In order to truly love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we must study the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must understand the difficulties the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was subjected to. Sometimes even torture, sometimes even, you know, the pain the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was subjected to. My dear Islamic brothers, in order to become true believers, we must love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in order to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to educate ourselves about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about the etiquettes of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, please consider this for a moment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all the worlds, and we must love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no doubt in this. But how can we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We can love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then not only will we begin to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only will we be able to love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, but the Lord of all the worlds himself shall also love us. Yes, by following in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us, and no doubt if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall also love us. So from this we learn the importance of acting upon and following the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now how can we truly act upon the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without knowing the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So for this we need to learn about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because within the life we learn about the characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had lived throughout his life. Many of us will be facing many problems, many hardships, but did you know about the hardships that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam faced, the difficulties the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through? Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Man ahabba sunnati faqad ahabbani." وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That he who loves my sunnah, he loves me. And he who loves me, he shall be with me in Jannah. My Islamic brothers, residing with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. No doubt this is something we would all wish to do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to live with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, after being given death upon Iman. My Islamic brothers, for now this is all, but inshallah, next episode we shall begin the life of the greatest of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget to continuously send durood and salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.